Jerry Bader Show 1026. By the way, I was right about Texas A&M. Talking about Daniel Henninger's prediction that parents will stop wasting their money at four-year public institutions that are just dens of liberal indoctrination. This has been dubbed Disinvitation Spring, as speakers who do anything to remotely offend the tender sensibilities of the liberal students and professors on campus. By the way, it's one thing for students to protest this. There are no adults left in the room on college campuses. That's the problem. Will they actually stop spending their money there? I don't think so in the immediate future, unfortunately. Oh, you're telling people don't go to public college? I'm sending my daughter to one. That's what I'm saying. So indoctrinated, you would have to change high schools. Kevin on the road. Kevin, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I guess my story is that I went to a school in Green Bay called Globe University. I'm a student myself. I'm 32 years old. And I had an instructor who was an open liberal. And she, the previous quarter, and I had a disagreement on homosexuality. And the very next quarter, knowing that I was against it, in a creative writing class, she encouraged students to talk about their about themselves. And there were a couple of homosexual students in the class. And she made sure that she brought up the subject at least four times while she was in the class. And well, I was about ready to walk out, but I didn't. The next day I came into school, I was taken to the campus director's office where I was scolded for my body language because I didn't agree with it.
And I'm going to let it go there because I don't want to get too much into what did or did happen there, Kevin. I don't know. I'm not calling you a liar. I just don't know. I will say this. That's my point. This could happen on online or other for-profit institutions. Until there is a market option out there that makes it clear that's affordable and widespread, I think you're just going to see this continue. John in Stevens Point. John, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. Good morning. The biggest pressure I would think that could come to the universities is the alumni. They donate a lot of money, and they have a lot of power that is influenced on campus.
Well, and here's where you're right about that. That's a great point on your part because, John, a big reason it's funny, it's prescient that you bring that up, thanks for the call, because that's why a lot of this is happening. They're afraid to hack off donors, so they're disinviting these people. If more people who give money to colleges would say how upset they are by this stifling of speech and withhold their money, that would make a difference. Derek in Denmark. Derek, go ahead.
A couple of things. One, I got a daughter that's going to Globe University, and in the last presidential election, the professor talked my daughter into voting for Obama, saying that Romney was going to take everything away from her. And then I brought her online after I found out this and showed her everything, and she goes, "Are you serious? This teacher lied to me?"
Well, I'm going to stop you there because Globe University has taken two hits now, and that may I can't validate any of this stuff. But again, it does answer that's the problem. That which you might consider competition to these public institutions, you might run into the same thing. David will hang on. David, we'll get back to you here in just a bit. It's 10:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.